Back home now, Australia's top science body says years of reports about bleaching and coral death on the Great Barrier Reef have created a type of grief in tourists visiting the area. The CSIRO survey of visitors to the reef has found that far from inspiring them to action, the information about the impact of climate change is paralysing them with fear. Isabel Rowe reports.
The environmental health of the Great Barrier Reef has dominated headlines and conservation campaigns for years.
Australia could be the first developed country added to the United Nations environmental list of shame for failing.
We've lost a good portion of the world's corals due to primarily ocean warming.
An online article has taken the internet by storm with a simple title, Obituary, Great Barrier Reef, 25 million BC. To 2016.
The stories often include scientists airing their concerns about the effect of climate change, agricultural runoff, coral bleaching during hot summers, and the spread of the reef-eating crown of thorns starfish. And it's a message that's heard around the world. CSIRO researcher Matt Kernock.
One of the first questions we ask are, what are the first words that come to mind when you think of the Great Barrier Reef? And some of the emotions we identified included sadness, anger, disgust, and fear. And these are generally associated with grief.
And now a study conducted by the CSIRO in conjunction with several Queensland universities shows that sorrow is a common emotion people associate with the Great Barrier Reef. Researchers spoke to more than 4,500 visitors to the reef, both Australians and international tourists. The majority saw climate change and pollution as the reef's biggest threat. Researcher Matt Kernock describes the feelings held by many as a type of reef grief. And he says some of the more sensationalised international media coverage is actually proving harmful.
The emotional appeals that are widely used in media representations are very successful in getting impact of a story and getting it to spread. But there's a side effect to that, and that's a reduction in people's perceived ability to take effective action to deal with the problem.
But despite their apparent worry, people still want to see it. Data held by the reef's governing body shows tourist numbers haven't dropped off. And when first-time visitors pop on the goggles and dip below the water, reef tourism expert Dr. Dean Miller says they'll be amazed.
A lot of the people probably have never even snorkelled before, and so for those guys, they're going to have the best day of their life out there.
Dr. Miller works with advocacy group Great Barrier Reef Legacy.
There is a huge misconception out there that the Great Barrier Reef is dead. It's absolutely not dead. You've got to look at an economic standpoint and go, okay, it's worth, you know, $56 billion to the economy. That's fantastic. We need to continue that attraction.
Campaigns to save the reef are run by environmental groups such as the Australian Conservation Foundation. ACF Chief Executive Kelly O'Shaughnessy agrees reef grief is prominent, but says it's not an overreaction.
It has bleached. 30% of the reef corals died after the 2016 mass bleaching and more again in 2017. So we can't sugarcoat these things, but we should be talking about in equal weight the solutions.
That's Australian Conservation Foundation Chief Executive Kelly O'Shaughnessy, ending that report from Isabel Rowe.